Okay, Rabotai, Erev Tov, Erev Shabbat Shalom. Welcome to tonight's Mishmar, Erev Shabbat Parashat Vayira. So I'd like to, first of all, the Shir and the Mishmar is dedicated Lifua Shlema, Tamara Bat Tzipora. Eliyahu, a fool. Yosef Chaim Ben Chana. There you go. Anyway, coming to the clutch. Now, Eliyahu, we're going to change you from the CEO to being the sheriff. Yeah. The sheriff.
Anyway,
so, Rabotai, Parashat Vayira, one of the most epic episodes in Am Yisrael's history that still serves as protection. Rabbi Ephraim just spoke about Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is all about Akedat Yitzchak. In this week's parasha, we read all about it. There's a very interesting sheila. What does Akedat Yitzchak have to do with halacha? There are several halachot that are derived from Akedat Yitzchak. Watch this. The poskim discuss whether or not we know one of the there are four people have to make Birkat Hagomen. Way to remember it is V'chol Achayim Yodu Chasena. Chayim is Chavush, Yam, Yisurim, Midbar. Chavush is a person who's in jail, person who's incarcerated and then released has to make Birkat Hagomen. Yam, person who crosses the sea, has to make Birkat Hagomen. Yisurim, a person who is ill and recovered, has to make Birkat HaGomel. And finally, Midbar, a person who crosses the desert. Now, this is Machloket Rishonim. We've spoken about this in the past, just to condense this topic a little bit. According to Maran Shulchan Aruch, who quotes the Ramban La'alacha, it doesn't have to be a life-threatening illness. Any illness for which a person became bedridden, person was not feeling well, and because of that he didn't have koach and he had to go to bed, the halacha is, as soon as he recovers from that illness, whether it's COVID, or the flu, or a fever, or whatever it is, if a person was knocked out, and no minimum, even for one day, even for a few hours, if a person was knocked out, and he was in bed as a result of being ill, when he gets up, he has to make Birkat HaGomen L'da'at Maran. Ashkenazim, they hold that it has to be a serious illness. That's Shitat Rama. Da'at Maran is La'akil Bazeh. Question becomes, what happens if a person got sick of his own accord, meaning he acted in a way that is negligent? We know the Gemara tells us in Masechet Ketubot Daf Lamed, we saw it not long ago, Hakol bidei shamayim chutz mitzinim pachim. It's two opinions, chutz mina shamayim, which means everything is in the hands of heaven besides for getting sick as a result of heat and cold. If a person is negligent, and what, you know, your mother never told you, you take a shower, tzinim pachim means heat and cold. You take a shower and you go right outside after a shower with wet hair and without a coat. You know what?
You're getting cold.
You know almost for sure that you're getting sick. Now let's say it doesn't happen every time, but it happened. Let's say it happened, that a person got sick, and as a result he got a bad virus and he fell in bed and he was really sick for a few days and now he gets up. Now his question is, does he make Birkat HaGomel or not? This illness is a direct result of the guy being an idiot. If a person acted foolishly and as a result fell ill, is he required to make Birkat HaGomel or not? Interestingly, Maran Zichrono Berakha in Yechavedat Chelek Dalet Siman Yudalet brings down, in order to answer this question, a very interesting correspondence that Maran Achida in Birkei Yosef Siman Resh Yutet in Ilchot Birkat HaGomel, the Achida brings down a correspondence between his father and a Gaon Rabbi Eliezer Nachum, one of the Chachamim of his father's generation, one of his contemporaries. A Gaon Rabbi Eliezer Nachum sent the sheila to the father of the Chida, Rabbeinu Rafael Yitzchak Zerachia Azulai. He sent him the following question. He said, we know there's a Gemara in Masechet Chagiga, Daf Tet Vav. The Gemara says that four Chachamim, Arba'a Nichnesu LaPardes. Four Chachamim entered the Pardes. And the Pardes was a very dangerous place. That we already see from the fact that Ben Azai came out dead. Ben Zoma lost his mind. Elisha ben Avuya went off the derech, and the only one that the Gemara says was Nichnas b'Shalom v'Yatza b'Shalom, Rabbi Akiva. Zakon. Question is, when Rabbi Akiva came out of this pardes, which we'll see in a moment what that is, does he make Birkat HaGomel or not? Or Kohen Gadol, year in and year out, after going into the Bet Kodesh HaKodashim, Mekom Esh Lahevet Shalhevet, a place of near certain death for many people, when he comes out of the Kodesh HaKodashim alive after Avodat Yom HaKippurim, does that warrant Birkat HaGomel? And another question. He says, Yitzchak Avinu, after coming out of the Akedah alive, is machloket midrashim, whether he was completely unscathed or almost completely unscathed. There is a machloket midrash, either Avraham Avinu did nothing to him, or he did a tiny little nick on his throat. When Yitzchak Avinu was saved from the Akedah, did he make Birkat HaGomel or not when he came back home? Well, first thing he did when he got home was he made Birkat Dayana Emet. Why? Because he found his mother passed away. But the question is, afterwards, was he chayav to make Birkat HaGomel as a result of being saved from the Akedah? Yeah, all these questions.
It wasn't on purpose over there. He was chayav. They were chayav to go.
Okay.
If somebody's chayav to do something, it's not on purpose.
Oh. So the Chida's father says a little bit along the lines of what Avi said. He says the only time a person is chayav to make Birkat HaGomel is when a person does something, if a person gets into a situation of sakana. Now, what's the common denominator between all of the situations that require Birkat HaGomel? They all entail some sort of sakana. Desert, sea, illness, incarceration. There's an element of sakana over there that you have to be modet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That only applies when you're doing something be'al korcho, something against your will. And even when you travel, many times, not all times, but many times, travel has to do with parnasa. You can't just sit home. You know, money's not. You have to travel, and people used to have to go, and you still have to go and move and work. So over there, that's be'al korcho. Over there, that warrants a Birkat HaGomel. But when you're spurred forth, when you don't have a choice, when you're doing something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded you to do, there is no Birkat HaGomel that is applicable to that. That's why, by the Kohen Gadol, he was doing his duty as Kohen Gadol. He was doing his service. Hashem told him to go in. There's no Birkat HaGomel for that. Yitzchak Avinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Abraham and Yitzchak to go up. Even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Abraham and Abraham told Yitzchak. But at the end of the day, Yitzchak went because Abraham Avinu, his father, was a Navi. And the Navi told him, so he went. Which is, by the way, why the Mefarshim say, who had a bigger, in general, who do you feel had a bigger test? Abraham or Yitzchak by the Akedah? Abraham to kill his son, right? Wrong. Why? Abraham Avinu actually heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling him to do it. Yitzchak didn't. And Yitzchak could have easily told Avraham Avinu, Abba, I'm also a Navi. If Hashem wanted me dead, he could have called me. Yeah? Call collect. Now he says, that's why it was a bigger nisayon for Yitzchak than it was for Avraham Avinu. But let's put that on the side. That being said, says Rabbi Yifael Yitzchak Zerachia, there would be no Birkat HaGomel for that. That and more. He says, what about the case of Rabbi Akiva in the Pardes? He brings down the opinion of the Aruch. The Aruch writes, what does it mean that they entered the Pardes, they entered the orchard? This wasn't a physical trip that they took. This was a completely metaphysical, intellectual, spiritual trip that they took. And the Chida's father says that so it was like they entered like a sort of trance or frame of mind that they went, they traversed into other dimensions that most people would not be able to get into. And yes, it was dangerous. When they snapped back out of it, only Rabbi Akiva snapped back out of it b'shalom. Everybody else either died, became crazy, went off the derech. So for that, says Rabbi Yifael Yitzchak Zerachia, even though it's dangerous, but you didn't do any of the things that were prescribed by the Chachamim. There, which means there was no yam, they didn't take a trip. So over there, certainly, he calls it for hitbodedut, hitrakzut vitbodedut, concentration and self-introspection, going into all of these metaphysical planes, that does not warrant Birkat HaGomel. What do you mean? What about?
They travel far.
Yeah, of course they're going to have to make Birkat HaGomel.
Well, they do, but they have to.
Oh, but still, it's at the end of the day, even though they're doing a mitzvah, many times when you travel, you do a mitzvah. Over here, when you do the actual thing, when you do one of these four categories, even if it's being done in a mitzvah, what if you're traveling to Eretz Yisrael for some sort of mitzvah? Or whatever it is. Do you not make Birkat HaGomel after you travel? Of course you do, because you did one of the things that Chazal prescribed. These poskim are talking about dangerous situations that were not prescribed as part of the dangerous things that Chazal said when you're doing it for a mitzvah. That says the Chida's father that you don't make a bracha. Rabbi Eliezer Nahum disagreed He wrote back and he disagrees with the Chida's father and he says no. He says, Bevadai, Bevadai, even though it is decreed by heaven that each, that Yitzchak had to go to the Akedah, and the Kohen Gadol has to go Lifnai V'Lifnim, and they went in and Rabbi Akiva came out B'Shalom. All of these things, even though they were prescribed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it still entails a major element of Sakana, and therefore, since there's an element of Sakana, Bevadai, Bevadai, you have to make... Even though they're going, they know, what does that mean? Yitzchak Avinu knew he was putting himself in Sakana. Yeah, the Kohen Gadol knew he was putting himself in Sakana, and yet, you're still chayav to make a beracha. Now again, there is a very big, he says they'd be chayav. There's a big difference between the question we asked before, the person who was irresponsible and got sick as a result of his own negligence, versus these cases. What's the difference? Yes, both of them knew that they're putting themselves in Sakana, but what's the difference? One was commanded by Hashem, and one wasn't. Nevertheless, Maran Zichron Bracha does bring down, there's a whole arichut about this, but he holds in Yichavedat, like the Poskim that say, that even when a person gets sick of his own negligence, he still makes Birkat HaKohanim. Why? Because a person doesn't plan to get sick as a result of his negligence. When every time you do this, if Eliyahu Navi would come and say, buddy, if you do this now, you're going to be in bed for a week with the flu. Nobody would do that of their own volition, which means that even the this irresponsibility or this negligence is not something that I had in mind to put myself in sakana. I'm doing something normal that might lead to my sakana. So much so, there's a tshuva of Rabbeinu Chaim Palachi in Shelot Tshuot Lev Chaim, Chelek Gimal, where he was asked a very, very, very interesting question. Shelo Neda. There was a person who was such a big miskin in his lifetime. Everything he did, nothing. He decided to end it. He decided to commit suicide. He was such a miskin that he couldn't even pull off a suicide. Yeah? Yeah, poor guy, mamash. So what happened was, they caught him. He did suicide. It didn't work. They revived him. He was in the hospital for a while, and then he came back to life. Yeah? The question is, when does he make Birkat HaGomel after failed attempted suicide? That's the question. Says Rabbeinu Chaim Palachi, even though he did a tremendous isur, and bevada, you have no greater example of a person putting himself in danger than attempted suicide. Yeah, the fact that the guy's an idiot and he failed, you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, he was still in a case of sakana, and he was still the recipient of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chasadim. The fact that he's still alive, and therefore Rabbeinu Chaim Palachi writes la'alacha that even this rasha, hopefully, is chozer b'tshuva, but nevertheless, he's still chayav to make Birkat HaGomel. So kol shekin, what do you think this Lev Chaim would hold about running outside without a coat, with wet hair after a shower, and getting sick? Bevadai, that's not attempted suicide. That's just, that's not the most intelligent thing. It's not suicide.
But after COVID, most of us were lying down for one day.
Yeah.
We all had to say
Vadai. Ben Yishchai says 3 days. Maran Zichron Bracha says that's without source.
Is that a time frame?
No.
Can we do it?
Ben Yishchai says 3 days. Maran Zichron Bracha disagrees with that.
One day is enough.
Even one day doesn't even mean 24 hours. One period. If you had a period of a day. Because you're just sleeping, you weren't in danger. The reason why be'emet do we say Birkat HaGomel for being sick in bed? The Ramban writes in Sefer Torah Adam that the Shulchan Aruch brings down, anytime a person's sick and becomes bedridden, kemi she'ailu lagardom lidom, in Shamayim, what's going on? He's sitting on the executioner's bench, which means his file is being opened on Shamayim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is deciding what to do with him. And if he gets better, that means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to grant him clemency. He says, okay, you can go and live a little bit more. But the fact that he got sick to begin with, there was a death sentence on his head. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to let him go through. That's the reason why, in general, even if it's a non-life-threatening illness, Lidat Maran HaShulchan Aruch holds like the Ramban, person would have to make Birkat HaGomel. Understand?
Yeah. Someone does like to...
So, something like, as you know, the thing you get them yourself, you mentioned that you have migraines.
Yeah.
My mother gets... So from a medical standpoint, it's debilitating.
Yeah.
Causes autophobia.
Yeah.
You can't move. Sometimes you're in bed. Sometimes you've got to sleep a day or two. So in this situation, there's no real sakana. a migraine really shouldn't cause you.
It doesn't need to be an illness of sakana.
Like this, you are knocked out for some part of a day or a few hours. So this condition, you would make them well after a migraine?
It's a good question. Especially since you know that it's transient.
It is transient, but it does knock you out pretty hard sometimes.
I wouldn't. Because as severe as the headache is, it's not an illness. What a headache is, even a headache is the blood vessels in the head constricting, and it causes pain because the blood's trying to push through. What do you think all the, you know, there's no treatment for, you can't treat a headache. What can you do?
Yeah.
Well, forget about sleep. All the Tylenols and the Advils, the ibuprofens, the acetaminophens, they're just analgesics, which means it just helps to numb the neurotransmitters of pain to stop sending the messages that you have pain. But the pain is still there, you're just not feeling it. That's the idea. So I would not consider a migraine, even though they may be debilitating and causing a person to get bedridden, but I would not call them an illness.
What do they call it? Selective surgery?
Elective surgery. A person was b'matzav shel sakana gedola. Unless, let's say it's not a surgery. Let's say it's an outpatient procedure. Say a person goes for an endoscopy, colonoscopy.
That's a period of time, though. You're
in and out, same day.
It's a period of time, just 2 hours.
It doesn't matter. They wake you right up. You weren't bedridden. You were knocked out. Over there, la'alacha, you would not make. If it was a surgery that a person would actually be admitted for, would be admitted, inpatient, over there, that would require birkat hagomer. Yeah, that's a big thing.
Someone
under
13 would also make the birkat?
Oh, so that's a big machloket. It's machloket aposkim. Lalacha, we hold that if the katan wants to make it, he may. Many poskim say not to, but we hold if he wants to, he may. Yeah.
Is there any distinction between a case where a person does something because of pain, like the lung tries to commit suicide, and knowing of pain?
Meaning?
Like
what, skydiving?
Yeah, it's skydiving.
I mean, skydiving is pretty safe, I think.
If somebody gets hurt afterwards, though?
Somebody plays Russian roulette.
That's nuts.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The guy's trying to film something. He knows
the
danger, he's going to go through.
The thrill? Yeah,
the other guy's trying to film something.
Oh, yeah, they have a lot of accidents. Parachute doesn't open.
He doesn't die. What if somebody gets hurt?
If it was so safe, they wouldn't make you sign 100 papers before you do it.
Let's say somebody does get hurt afterwards.
And even for regular run-of-the-mill surgeries, they also make you sign a lot of papers.
I don't know. I think
it's all liability. They just want to shirk liability. That's all. That's all it is.
What if he does get hurt, though?
No, so over there, he would. First of all, he wouldn't make Birkat HaGomel over there anyways because he wasn't saved from a sakana. The sakana never happened. The fact that the bullet wasn't there isn't him being saved from a sakana. It just never happened. That's what the Mishnah Berurah brings down, a very interesting thing. We hold la'alacha that you only make the Birkat HaGomel for the four situations mentioned in Chazal. Minhag HaRama is that for any life-threatening circumstance that a person was in, a person makes Birkat HaGomel. Which means, according to the Mishnah Berurah, if a person was in a terrible car accident, that by the looks of which he should have been dead, when he comes out, he makes Birkat HaGomel. Lo ken l'da'at HaRama. Now, the Mishnah Berurah gives two examples. L'da'at Maran, slicha. No.
Unless you were sick.
Unless you were bedridden as a result. If a person got injured and he had to go to the hospital, it's a different story. Now,
we have another bracha,
that's a totally different bracha. Now, here's the thing. Listen carefully. The Mishnah Berurah says there's a difference between if a person was walking by and a wall collapsed on him and he was saved, he says that you make a gomim. As opposed to, says the Mishnah Berurah, if you're walking by and where you stood half a second ago, there was a wall collapse, that he says, even l'da'at Raman, l'da'at Ashkenazim, you would still not make Birkat HaGomel. What's the difference? Whether you experience the danger or not, being saved from danger is not the same as experiencing the danger. No Birkat HaGomel. No Birkat HaGomel.
When you jump off a plane, you're in inherent danger. The parachute saves you.
No, you're not in inherent danger. With the parachute, you're not in danger. But you would make Birkat HaGomel for traveling over there. You're being on a plane. That's a different story altogether. Birkat HaGomel over there would be for the travel, not for the sakana of the parachute. Understand?
Travels
like you're in a sakana. It's like you're getting into a car accident with a seatbelt on.
No.
Meaning you're still in the accident, but the seatbelt protects you.
No.
You're jumping off.
Big difference. Big difference. Because jumping out of skydiving is not a car accident. Skydiving is much safer than a car accident. Car accidents are dangerous. Skydiving has, you know,
risks.
risks, but it's not as dangerous as a car accident. It's very different. Tov, Rabotai, we're going to end it here. We'll have a Meir. Baruch Adonai, Na'olam, 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 Na'olam,